This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Murder and attempted suicide in St. Philip. Prime Minister Motley announces what she calls a whole-of-country approach to battle a rise in gun crime. Police make progress on recent gun killings. The DLP expressed concern over the overlapping of initiatives on crime. And the United Nations accuses Israel of massive violations of child rights treaty in Gaza. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A woman is dead and her husband has been transported to hospital after an apparent murder and attempted suicide in St. Philip. The incident happened around 5 a.m. at Emerald Park West, St. Philip. A husband is reported to have killed his wife and then attempted to take his own life, and he has been transported to hospital. Police Public Relations Officer Inspector Rodney Innes, who is at the scene, briefed Starcom Network News.
We received a call. Police at District C, they received a call sometime after 5 a.m. this morning by a distraught caller, and they immediately respond to residents here at Emerald Park West in St. Philip, where they were confronted with a situation where it's alleged that there's a dispute between a husband and a wife at the said residence. What has happened so far is that we can confirm that one person is deceased within the residence, and the other person allegedly ingested a substance. We have yet to verify that, but that person is in custody of the police and have gone off to seek medical attention. We are very much on the scene and we are trying to piece together what has happened, but what we can confirm at this stage is one female deceased at the scene, and we are awaiting the outcome of the other person. And it's just a sad state of affairs. And we are continuing our investigation into this matter. We are appealing for anyone who can help us with any information pertaining to this to come forward. But it's not a pretty scene here. And we've had the area cordoned. There are lots of residents out wondering what's happening. And we are trying to piece it together.
Police Public Relations Officer Inspector Rodney Innes. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley has announced what she calls a whole-of-country approach to battle a rise in gun crime in Barbados while reporting quick police progress with some of the recent incidents. A major initiative is the establishment of a broad-based National Advisory Council on Citizen Security to be chaired by crime and justice expert Professor Velma Newton. The council includes representatives from the political opposition and virtually all the major churches and education, private sector, trade union, and civic society organizations.
We have created an independent entity with a secretariat, its own secretariat, to be able to have its own life and to ensure that it has access to the best possible advice. We have equally said that there are a number of matters that don't need consultation with the council because some of them are already on the law books, and all they need is a modernization of the penalties and that they need an enforcement of them. And with all due respect, that has to be done not by the political class, but by those who are responsible for executing and performing the duties of enforcing law in this country.
Ms. Motley emphasized that a significant focus would be on tackling issues affecting young people of the country, as she noted that a third of the gun killings have been carried out by people under the age of 21. She highlighted developments in relation to some of the recent shootings, including that the man said to be the main target of the Nelson Street mass shooting has surrendered to police, and another shooting suspect has been detained in Canada after fleeing the country. Ms. Motley promises that law enforcement is fully committed to combating gun crime.
That even as we speak this week, the police have been highly effective from as early as Sunday morning right back through to the situation with the man coming back from Canada, whenever he does, in dealing with this situation. By the same token, I've given you the assurance that every single resource that we have within our limited capacity, and it is not as limited as it was 6 years ago, will be used to be able to do what is necessary for law enforcement or the social programs, so that Barbadians can truly have a chance at winning this battle.
The Prime Minister also urged the public to do their part in the fight against crime.
But at the same time, we have said to those households that if you see something, say something. And that if you find yourself in a difficult position, many years ago, I crafted a draft plan on justice, peace and security. And the last chapter in it, chapter 7, was reducing opportunities for crime. We need to remind Barbadians that they themselves have to take responsibility for their own security and for the vigilance. And a number of households have already done it. And a number of houses in my constituency that got cameras. The number of people who look out for each other.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. Meantime, the Democratic Labour Party is taking the government to task over its latest strategy to deal with gun violence that has gripped the country over the last few months. The party's spokesperson on Home Affairs and the Office of the Attorney General, Verla De Pisa, expressed concern over what she sees as an overlapping of initiatives that are already in place to deal with the crime problem. She tells Starcom Network News that the time has come for those who have already been given special assignments on crime to give an account to the country.
I listened to the press conference and it left me curious. Curious because there is now a new council which is set up to do exactly what we were told that the former Commissioner Dottin was supposed to do, and that will most definitely overlap with what we thought Minister Lane was doing. So if we are now to have a third tier, it must be time to call Mr. Dottin and Mr. Lane to account for what they have done for their stewardship, because this is not no duplicating work, it is triplicating work, and work that is being paid for out of the public purse. Therefore, it is a legitimate query for them to report on what they have done to date.
Ms. De Pisa believes a different approach to tackle crime is needed.
The majority of those short-term initiatives fall under her rubric, I want money. What we really, really need is a thorough underscoring of where we are at in society, where we want to get to, and the roadmap to get there. It is about social engineering. Out of that will come results for crime. And I think that without understanding that, we're always going to be going down the wrong road. We're going to be on the back foot and responsive only. Then what we really, really need is to look at crime prevention strategies.
The LP spokesperson on Home Affairs in the Office of the Attorney General, Verla De Pisa, and former opposition leader, Bishop Joseph Atherley, was pleased with the approach the Prime Minister has taken to treat the issue of gun violence.
I think the crime problem transcends any partisan deficiency or failure. I think both parties have been in administration when we have seen the crime situation trying to get out of hand. And so I was happy to hear the Prime Minister speak from what she described as a non-partisan perspective. I really was happy about that. The agenda when it comes to responding to the crime situation in Barbados must be a governmental agenda. It must be a whole of nation agenda. It certainly cannot be political agenda, and it should not be a partisan agenda. So I was glad for that.
Former opposition leader Bishop Joseph Atherley. And the Chief Justice of Barbados, Leslie Haynes, is emphasizing the importance of having mediation integrated into the judicial system. Speaking at the launch of the Court Annexed Mediation Project logo competition, Mr. Haynes highlighted the benefits of court annexed mediation, stating that it could significantly reduce court backlogs.
Mediation must work to enhance justice and the delivery of justice. That is why it has now become absolutely clear that any hallmark of the modern judiciary must include or ADR, alternative dispute resolution, starting with mediation. I'm very much in favor of court annex mediation. It must be added to the traditional approach of resolving matters by way of the court. It has the added advantage of being able to settle matters while still preserving relations vital for community harmony.
Chief Justice Leslie Haynes. And finally, the United Nations Committee has accused Israel of severe breaches of a global treaty protecting children's rights, saying its military actions in Gaza have had a catastrophic impact on children and are among the worst violations in recent history. More than 15,000 minors have been killed in Gaza since the start of the war triggered by Hamas-led attacks in southern Israel on October 7th, 2023. Recapping the headlines. Murder and attempted suicide in St. Philip. Prime Minister Motley announces what she calls a whole-of-country approach to battle a rise in gun crimes. The police make progress on recent gun killings. The DLP expressed concern with the overlapping of initiatives on crime. And the United Nations accuse Israel of massive violations of child rights treaty in Gaza. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.